بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Respected elders and dear brothers, mothers and honorable sisters, last night we commenced our discussion with the fourth characteristic of the muttaqin. So just to recap, the first characteristic of the muttaqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, was al-iman bil-ghayb. Right? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after they have developed this iman, the strong belief in al-ghayb, whatever is hidden from them, they then iqamatu salah, yuqimuna salah. That's the next attribute and quality of the muttaqeen. The third, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and now they start beautifying Islam. So that structure, they start beautifying it. How? وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. They voluntarily spend from whatever it is that we have provided them, the rizq that we have given them. In last night's session, we learned of the fourth characteristic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. And they also have iman. We spoke about the meaning of iman. That same iman that they have in the ghayb, the unseen, they also have that level of iman in whatever was revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we spoke about how whatever is revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the form of the Quran and in the form of the sunnah. We move on to another attribute of theirs. So that was attribute number four. Let us use this month of Ramadan to renew our commitment with the Quran and our commitment with the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. And they also bring iman in whatever was revealed of the divine scriptures to you before the revelation of the Quran. We know that there were many divine scriptures in the form of books at times, right, in the form of scrolls, in the form of certain commandments, in the form of certain scriptures that were revealed to the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam from Allah Azza wa Jal. But the difference is, over here also there's iman. When it comes to the Quran, they must have iman. But we said what is meant by iman over there, it's not only in theory, but practically as well. So when it comes to the Qur'an, it's believing that the iman is the kalam of Allah, believing that the Qur'an is the kalam of Allah, it is the speech of Allah, and also unreservedly accepting and embracing every injunction of the Qur'an. Then, وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. They believe in what was revealed before you. Over there, the level of iman is different to that of the Qur'an. Because over there you believe that every other book in its pristine form, not in its adulterated form, in its pristine form is the revelation from Allah. So we believe that the Torah, the Old Testament, in its original pristine form is the divine revelation of Allah. We must believe that. And we believe with regards to the Injil, the New Testament, right, in its pristine, unchanged and unmanipulated form was the divine revelation from Allah. The Zabur, the Psalms that was revealed to Dawood alayhi salam, the scriptures that were revealed to Ibrahim alayhi salam, we believe that every one of those scriptures are divine scriptures and they were revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. But that's where our iman stops. In terms of practical application, it does not apply to those books. Why? Because that only applies to the Qur'an. The Qur'an has abrogated that aspect. So again, with the Qur'an, there are two aspects. Right? But when it comes to the other divine books that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, there's one level of iman. And that is, we believe it is the kalam of Allah, as it was revealed in its pristine form. That is the form that we believe in, and the version that we believe in. But in terms of practicing on the injunctions, we do not apply that to the other divine books. That is applied only to the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to the sixth attribute. So that was the fifth, that while believing in the Quran, that it is a divine revelation from Allah azza wa jal, they also believe that every other divine scripture was revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last attribute in this passage, for this part of the Quran, Allah subhanahu says, وَبِالْ آخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ وَبِالْ آخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ And they are fully convinced about the Akhirah. Now there are a few things that we need to understand here. Firstly, the Akhirah falls within Al-Ghayb. Whatever is of the Akhirah, what's Akhirah? The hereafter. The moment your eyes close, never to open again, in this dunya, you are experiencing Akhirah. That is Akhirah. Akhirah literally means the one that comes at the end, or the one that comes next, the afterlife, the next life. That is known as Akhirah. So Al-Akhirah is one of the aspects that are related to Al-Ghayb. So why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention it separately? Because when Allah says, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, the first attribute, it covers it. Al-Ghayb covers Al-Akhirah. Why mention Al-Akhirah independently when it was covered over there? This is to highlight the importance of Iman in Akhirah. That's the first aspect. Then, when Allah spoke about believing in the Quran, Allah used يُؤْمِنُونَ, Iman. When Allah spoke about believing in the divine scriptures revealed to the different Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, yu'minuna. He used the word iman. When it comes to akhirah, and our belief in akhirah, Allah did not say, wabil akhirati hum yu'minun. He says, wabil akhirati hum yuqinun. Allah says they do not only believe, but they are absolutely convinced about the akhirah. So there are three levels. One is ilm. We spoke about knowledge. One is to have the knowledge about something. Above that is iman. One is to have, apart from the knowledge, you believe it and you accept it. Okay? Unreservedly accept it, that's iman. Then there's a level higher than that which is known as yaqeen. So there's knowledge, belief. Yaqeen is you are overwhelmingly convinced of something. Allah says about the akhirah, belief is not enough. Knowledge is not enough. To know that there's an afterlife, just to believe about it, you must be absolutely convinced about it. Why does Allah say this about Akhirah and not about anything else that passed? Because your behavior on earth is determined by the level of conviction you have in Akhirah. Imagine if there was no Akhirah. What was there to live for? What will govern our behavior? What will govern our lives? So because your behavior on earth is determined and your behavior on earth is measured by the level of conviction you have in your meeting with Allah, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Akhirah, you must be absolutely convinced because that's what it's all about. Living for the Akhirah. When you are absolutely convinced about Al-Akhirah, now your every moment will be spent in such a way that you will consider the consequences you will face in the Akhirah. Before you do anything now, because you're so convinced, before you do anything, what's the consequence going to be of this in the Akhirah? How am I going to deal with the consequence in the Akhirah? So your every move will be governed by your concern for Akhirah. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Akhirah, you need to be absolutely convinced about it, not just have knowledge about it and believe in it. May Allah grant us the understanding.